Good evening, everyone. This is Lucille. We have a few minutes before we get started, but I am going to take this time to shut off the chimes. I just did shut off the chimes. I want to let everybody know that this meeting is being recorded. If you choose to remain anonymous, you may want to give a different name when you share. Are the speakers on the line at this time, Helen and Sherry?
Yes, that's Helen. I'm here.
Thank you, Helen. Sherry, are you here?
Hi, this is Sherry. I'm here.
Great. Thank you so much. And what time do you have, just so that we're all in sync here? Helen, could you tell me what time you have?
I have about 2 minutes before 3, my time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. Give it a couple seconds, and then we'll go and Cheryl, you're already taping this, I understand?
Yes, I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much for doing that service for us this evening, Cheryl. We have somebody on the line who would like to act as our timekeeper. Would somebody like to do that service for us this evening? I'll ask a little later. Welcome to our special holiday meeting, Enjoying the Holidays in Abstinence. My name is Lucille. I am a compulsive eater and the leader for this meeting. Would you please unmute and join in the serenity prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things
I cannot change.
Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. Is there anyone here for the first time or a returning member? Would you give us your first name only so we may welcome you? Compulsive Eaters Anonymous HOW is a group of individuals who, through shared experience and mutual support, are recovering from compulsive eating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. See HOW is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and to carry the message of recovery to those who still suffer. Now, if you just hold on, I'm just going to mass mute this line. Okay, the line is muted at this time. I am going to be asking for volunteers to do the readings, so you'll need to press *6 to read, and please remember to press *6 when you're done reading so that we have a nice, quiet meeting today. Would somebody like to read How It Works from Chapter 5 in the Big Book? Remember, you have to press star 6 to unmute.
I can do that, Cheryl, compulsive overeater.
Thank you, Cheryl.
How it works. On page 53. Rarely have we seen a person fail who has thoroughly followed our path. Those who do not recover are people who cannot or will not completely give themselves to the civil program, usually men and women who are constitutionally incapable of being honest with themselves. There are such unfortunates. They are not at fault. They seem to have been born that way. They are naturally incapable of grasping and developing a manner of living which demands rigorous honesty. Their chances are less than average. There are those, too, who suffer from grave emotional and mental disorders, but many of them do recover if they have the capacity to be honest. Our story is disclosed in a general way, what we used to be like, what happened, and what we are like now. If you have decided you want what we have and are willing to go any length to get it, then you are ready to take certain steps. At some of these we balked. We thought we could find an easier, softer way, but we could not. With all the earnestness at our command, we beg of you to be fearless and thorough from the very start. Some of us have tried to hold on to our old ideas, and the result was nil until we let go absolutely. Remember that we deal with food, cunning, baffling, powerful. Without help, it is too much for us, but there is one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now. Half measures availed us nothing. We stood at the turning point. We asked his protection and care with complete abandon. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery.
Thank you very much, Cheryl. Could we have a volunteer, please, to read the 12 Steps of Recovery from page 20 in the Forever Abstinent book?
Lucille?
Yes.
I signed in as a leader because we can't unmute.
Okay, let me recycle it through. Thank you.
Okay, I'm hanging out.
Okay. Thank you very much for doing that for us, Marcia. You should be able to unmute now to share and with the readings, please. Could we have a volunteer for the 12 steps?
This is Paula. Michael, I can do that if you like.
This is Paula.
Okay.
I have to leave.
All right. Paula, would you like to do the 12 steps? And then, Michael, would you do the 12 traditions?
Of course. The 12 steps. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food and that our lives had become unmanageable. Number two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Number three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Number four, made a searching and fearless small inventory of ourselves. Number five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Number six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Number seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening, as a result of these steps, we try to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for allowing me to be service.
Thank you very much for your service. And Michael, would you like to do those 12 traditions?
Yeah, hi. My name is Michael, definitely a compulsive overeater and grateful to CAHAL. The 12 traditions, one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon CEAHAL unity. Two, for our great purpose, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for CEAHAL membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or CEAHAL as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. Six, the CEAHAL group would never endorse, finance, or lend the CEAHAL name to any related facility or outside interest. Let problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every CEAHAL group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Compulsive Eaters Anonymous, how should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, CEA how as such would never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Compulsive Eaters Anonymous, how has no opinion on outside issues, hence the CEA how name would never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your service, Michael. May we please have a volunteer to read the See How concept, page 24 in the Forever Abstinent book?
This is Marcia, compulsive overeater. I'd like to do that, please.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you. The See How concept. The Compulsive Eaters Anonymous How concept has been formed to offer the compulsive eater, who accepts the 12 steps and 12 traditions as a program of recovery, a disciplined and structured approach. The See How groups have been formed in the belief that our disease is absolute, and therefore only absolute acceptance of the See How concept will offer any sustained abstinence to those of us whose compulsion has reached a critical level. Therefore, the See How plan of eating, steps, traditions, and tools of recovery are not suggested. Rather, we accept them as requirements for our recovery. Meetings are dedicated to the concept of remaining honest, open-minded, and willing to listen. This is the how of the program. We pray that the collective group conscience and love that these ideals offer us will promote a strong sense of security that will enable us to experience a new unity and wholeness with all those around us, and that the See How ideal will help us to progress in our program of recovery on a daily basis. To be certain, much of our strength is found in the structure of meetings and in the daily adherence to the program as it is written in our literature. Each group also firmly understands that after our recovery has begun through abstinence and the taking of the first three steps, a further surrender to the additional steps of recovery offers us a promise of happiness, contentment, and achievement in all areas of our lives. We ensure a continued and sustained abstinence from compulsive eating by being forever aware that God is doing for us what we have never been able to do for ourselves. May God, as each of us understands him, open our minds and our hearts to the love which is manifest in this room. Amen. Thank you for letting me be of service, and thank you for your service, Lucille.
Oh, thank you very much for helping us out. May we have a volunteer with 30 days of abstinence to please read the 7 tools. It can be found on pages 22 and 23 in the Forever Abstinent book.
This is Judy. I'd be happy to do that.
Thanks, Judy.
Okay. Judy, compulsive eater, the 7 tools. The primary purpose of Compulsive Eaters Anonymous How is to abstain from compulsive eating and to carry the message of recovery to those who still suffer. The tools help us to recover on all three levels, physical, emotional, and spiritual. The following tools are used to enhance our program of recovery through working the 12 steps of CEA How. 1, CEA How abstinent food plan, 3 meals daily, weighed and measured with nothing in between except sugar-free soda, no calorie beverages, and sugar-free gum. Food is written down, called in, and committed so we can get on with our recovery and out of the food. It is recommended that you obtain your physician or health care professional's approval before beginning your abstinence using the CEA How food plan. Any recommendations your physician or health care professional makes will be accepted. 2, literature and writing. We use Alcoholics Anonymous, the Big Book, and 12 Steps and 12 Traditions as tools of examination and release. Our writing assignments for the first 30 days are taken from them. When we substitute the words compulsive eater for alcoholic and food for alcohol, we feel we identify absolutely. We believe that negative thinking is a large part of our disease, and so we are learning one day at a time to abstain from negative thinking. Anonymity. Who you see here, what you hear here, when you leave here, let it stay here. When we meet another member in the outside world, we do not mention that they are members of CEA How. 4, telephone calls. We are required to make 4 calls a day, 1 to our sponsor and 3 to other CEA How members. The phone is like a lifeline we need to contact. It can be like a mini meeting. 5 meetings. We must attend 3 meetings a week. Those members who have had at least 30 days of continuous CEA, how abstinence may pitch. Those members who have at least 7 days of continuous CEA, how abstinence may pitch, if their pitching has been discussed with their sponsor. 6, service. Service is abstinence, the greatest service to ourselves. Service is coming to meetings on time, being a leader or speaker, volunteering to be a service person, such as a program chairperson, coffee person, treasurer, secretary, literature person, intergroup representative. Service is CEA how. Service is putting away chairs when necessary, picking up after the meeting, being quiet when a member is sharing. Service is one way to get involved in the program. Service is needed at all levels and at every meeting. Service is giving of ourselves to help CEA how continue to function. Let's all get involved to help CEA how, because we all know that service is freedom from bondage of self. 7, sponsorship. A sponsor is a compulsive eater who, thank God, has 30 days of back-to-back CEA how abstinence. A sponsor will help you work through the 12 steps. Everyone in CEA how is sponsored according to the same guidelines. Sponsors must have 30 days of abstinence, have completed 30 days of questions, and have taken the first 3 steps. Thanks for letting me read.
Thank you so much for doing that service for us. At this time, you may want to get pen and paper to jot down the helpful hints that our speakers are going to be sharing with us. And after the speakers have their chance to share, the floor will be open for members on the line to also share with us their helpful hints on how they stay abstinent through the holidays. So at this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker. And Sherry, if you would like to speak first, I just wanted to know if you want a 3-minute and a 1-minute warning.
I think a 1-minute warning would be perfect.
Okay. And at this time, Sherry is going to share with us on how she stays abstinent through the holidays. And if you just all remain muted at this time to give Sherry the respect of a quiet share, we would appreciate it. Go ahead, Sherry. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Hi, I'm Sherry, a compulsive overeater, and I'm really grateful and honored to be able to be speaking today. I'm going to start with a passage from the Big Book. It's in the 3rd tradition, and I love this passage because it has given me so much hope through the days in the program. It's on page 355 in the 3rd edition. I managed to eat my way through all my friends. I had no one in the world to talk to. With increasing guilt and never-ending depression, I was too weak to continue this day-by-day suicide. Thank God I knew of CA Howe, so I called. I had no idea what would happen. I just knew I didn't want to live if life was going to go on like it was. Today I'm counting my blessings instead of my troubles. When I walked into the friendly atmosphere of my first CA Howe meeting, I knew I was where I belonged. Here were people who had thought and felt as I had. Here was the understanding I'd been searching for all my life. Those people were my friends, and I felt their sincere interest in me. With this new and enlightening doors opening up to me, I was able to make the eventual decision to stop overeating a day at a time, because I, too, was a compulsive eater. And with this came the real freedom, the freedom of truth. My sponsor used to say to me, if I could only paint you a picture of how beautiful life could be without overeating. I wanted so badly to see the picture as it was in her mind. Well, now I'm living it and trying to paint it for others. CA Howe has become a way of life and living for me. It has brought about a revolution of self, the discovery of an inner being and an awareness of God. I wouldn't give it up or trade it for anything, and the only one who can take it away from me is me by taking that first compulsive bite. The reason why I read that is because when I first got in the program, my first sponsor said to me, if you just hang on to this program, your life will change in ways that you never imagined possible, and you'll have an awareness of a higher power and a new life. And so I think that part of that awareness and a new life has been through the holidays and staying abstinent through the holidays, because it used to be just a good reason to eat. Well, I always had a good reason to eat, and I wasn't much of an eater in front of people. I was a sneak eater. So my life is, I have so much freedom today because I'm not sneaking food. So as far as the holidays, what I did was I wrote out the physical, emotional, and the spiritual ways, things that I've done through the holidays that have been helpful to me. And the first thing is, of course, I start my day the same way I've started my day from day one in the program, and that's to write a letter to God. Dear God, please guide my food plan and give me the power to carry out your will. And so I love Sherry. And then I write down my food, and I write a gratitude list. And now what I've added to that is how God has worked in my life in three different areas. Now, because what I realize in holidays, even though it's a holiday, it's just another 24 hours. So that's how I start my day, and meditation. I do at least 5 minutes, or in the ideal world, I do 17 minutes, and now I'm trying to do a 30-minute meditation. And okay, so then that's the beginning. And I usually write on my question somewhere, either the night before or the morning of, but usually the night before. Okay, so then the physical part of physical, emotional, and spiritual, that's a whole lot of the emotional part of the program, because I have to do what I always do, and the spiritual part, because it's really the higher power that keeps me away from that first bite. And my job is just to keep working the seven tools. So some of the things I do emotionally to stay connected with the program is I feel super grateful for the meetings, the marathon meetings. So throughout the day, no matter what holiday is, I listen to those speaker meetings on the phone. Like if I'm driving somewhere, I put on a speaker meeting. If I'm preparing my breakfast, I put on a speaker meeting, because it's so wonderful, because usually I hear people speak that I don't usually get to hear. And that keeps me connected. Also, I haven't done this a whole lot, but it's been suggested, is to stay close to the literature, bringing literature with me. I know that the pamphlet, Abstinence, it's a little white pamphlet. Oh, I can't remember exactly the name of it. It's C.A. Howe and Abstinence, and it's, like, so lovely because it talks about why we weigh and measure our food and how, you know, we had every excuse in the world as to why there were certain foods that aren't on the food plan. And I can definitely go that there being in a holiday situation, well, you know. And that pamphlet reminds me that I'm a compulsive overeater, and the minute I take that first bite, the first bite is a 30-pound bite. And so I definitely have to be aware. And then emotionally also praying and making the outreach calls. What I've done in the past is I've called people, especially those people I make regular outreach calls to, and I've said, you know, I just want to tell you how grateful I am for you in my life and how, you know, you spend time with me on the phone. And that really connects me. And even if I leave a message, just to say, you know, these people that I haven't ever seen in my life, and they help me one day at a time by answering the phone or leaving messages for me. And what is it that, and the gift is when I'm able to share hope with somebody else on the other end who's struggling or having something to talk about that they need to talk about. What is it they say? One day you'll save my life and the next day I'll save yours. So that's kind of a gift. And so I hang on to those phone calls. The other thing physically, you know, this has changed through the days in the program. When I first got abstinent and it was holidays, I brought lots of gum and diet soda, and I always had my big cup of decaf coffee, and I would also, now that's not the way it is today because I'm definitely a sugar addict and have found out that I'm a quantity addict and sweetener addict. So I just one day at a time just for today. I don't participate in that. Maybe a bit of quantity with tea and drinks. But if I was brand new, I would definitely, I don't know, I don't even want to get in that debate. But anyways, that was one thing I've done. Also physically, I usually prepare my favorite foods. When I go to somebody's place, I usually bring my own food. I bring my scale. I have a scale in my purse. And let's see what else. I bring my scale, and I usually weigh the food in the kitchen, and then I have my plate ready. So when everybody else sits down to eat and they have their food, I just bring my plate out and just put it on the table. And so that's a wonderful thing that has helped me.
1 minute.
Oh, my gosh, really? Oh, mercy, I better talk fast. Thanks. And so those are the physical things. And then as far as the spiritual things, I guess the basic thing is I stay connected with the meetings. I pray. I get on my knees even when I don't want to. Like every time I go to the bathroom, which I used to be so much into liquid, I'd always go to the bathroom, have to stop at the bathroom, and then I always get on my knees or on one knee. And I just say, please, God. And even if I don't feel like doing it, and I think that's basically it. And the other thing is that's a huge thing for me is I'll do service before the meal. I'll help prepare some things, not if it's any sugar item, but I never, ever clean up. I never do. I never put myself through that. And I'll let people know if I go to their place, I'm not cleaning up. I'll help you before. I'll wash dishes before as we go along. But I'm going to go do my thing afterwards, and I can socialize, but I don't go near the food afterwards. It's too sketchy. And so that's it. Hi. And I just want to wrap up with telling you that I'm just really grateful for CA Howe because it has changed my life. And like the book said, like that page 355 says, is that I know a new life that I never expected. And so anyways, that's all. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Sherry. Would you like to share your telephone number at this time?
Yeah, I'm on Pacific Time. Thanks for asking, first of all. And I'm on Pacific Time. My number is 775-762-97. 05. Early mornings, my time are best. And if you do leave your number, if you'll just leave it twice and slowly.
Thank you very much for sharing with us, Sherry. We really appreciate it. We'll now hear from Helen, who will share with us for 10 minutes on her helpful hints of how she stays abstinent during the holiday season. Would you also like a one-minute warning, Helen?
Yes, yes, please. That would be great.
Okay. And if everybody just remains muted, we're doing really great at keeping this a nice, quiet meeting. Go right ahead, Helen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here, everyone, and I just want you to know that through this fellowship, my life has changed as well. Through this program, my life has changed in ways that I never dreamed when I first entered the room. So some of the things that I do to stay abstinent in the holidays, and I learned it a long time ago when I came into our sister program. And that was to just consider that the holiday is just another day. So what that means for me is I do everything that I do every other day. I work the steps, the traditions, make my calls, call my sponsor, listen to sponsees, do my writing, weigh and measure my food. That really helps sustain me and keeps me very, it's a constant in my life. And when I first came in, it was like, oh, I have to do this every single day. How am I ever going to do it? But doing it every single day, then when the holiday comes or when trouble comes, what do I do every single day? What I've done every single day. I do everything all over, the steps, the traditions, go to meetings, everything, work the program. And it really does help. It is a constant in my life. I guess I like to concentrate on the constants in my life. That's what's really helped me. In my own way, I stay connected to my higher power. And the main way is by meditating. And I would like to just make a note here that I could not meditate until I got abstinent. I didn't have the stillness in my head. I had all the chatter and the 50,000 pounds of burdens, the judgments and all of that was in my head, and I couldn't sit still. Today, I can sit still. I like to meditate twice a day. I don't always do it, and if I can't do it, I don't beat myself up about it. And I like to think of gratitudes. I used to make a gratitude list every day when I first started, and now it's one of those automatic things. And I find that when I start to get into negativity, because it does say we abstain from negativity, I start a gratitude list. And it wasn't always automatic. But today, and sometimes today, it isn't automatic, but it's a lot easier than it was before. So abstaining from negativity is one of those great things that we are asked to do. And it's to me, it's a blessing in disguise. I know for me, I cannot be grateful and negative at the same time. So I know how painful it is to be negative, and I don't do that anymore. Another thing is say the Serenity Prayer often. That prayer has just saved my life so many times. And so I have that. If I know I'm going through a tough time, I'll write it out and plaster it different places, on the refrigerator, in the refrigerator, and, you know, as I'm getting ready to leave, on my dining room table. Phone calls, getting connected and staying connected with people really, really helps. So this is one of those things that I started doing when I first came in the program. I didn't want to do it. It was uncomfortable, and I like to talk on the phone, and for me, it was uncomfortable. It felt like a 5,000-pound receiver that I had to pick up when I had to call people. But I started at the very beginning doing it when I wanted to do it and doing it when I didn't want to do it, and that seemed to help. I got that advice from many sponsors. Do it when you want to and do it when you don't want to. Go to meetings when you want to. Go to meetings when you don't want to. That leads me into the next one about the meetings. Go to as many face-to-face meetings as possible during this time and even before. I start shoring myself up before and asking God to help me. I ask God to help me to be hungry for spiritual food. When I'm preparing my food, I am grateful for the abundance of the food that we have, and I express that. And sometimes when I get home from work, I look at that, what I'm going to be having for dinner, and I say, that is never going to be enough. And early on, I started asking God to let it be enough. And guess what? It's enough. And even when I get home and I eat and I think, I'm still hungry, I'm never going to have enough, and I stop right there and ask God, please help this be enough, and it is, and I'm so grateful for that. And let's see, as far as these are when I specifically go to things during the holidays, I either eat before or make sure that whatever the host is going to have, that it's abstinent. If it's not, then I either eat before or bring it with me, depending on how comfortable I am with that person. Now, my family knows by now that I weigh and measure everything. I just cart everything over there. I weigh and measure it, and it's okay. But when I go to friends and they don't know and they don't understand, a lot of times, this is what I do, and I think each one of us has to figure out what we need to do ourselves. But for me, it's a lot easier to eat ahead of time than when I get there. I've had my food. I don't need to worry about it. I can drink tea or water and just enjoy the company. That is probably one of the best ways for me to stay abstinent during the holidays. And I am going to another party for a class I'm taking, so I've offered to bring the vegetable part of the meal. And so what I do is I measure and weigh. I make that for the class, and then for myself, I weigh and measure all my protein, all my veggies, and everything, and I have it right there. They're eating their part, and they're used to that too. They're used to me because I just say I'm allergic to sugar and flour, and I can't eat certain things, so they've just gotten used to me bringing my own things. And people are pretty receptive if I say I just have an allergy to flour and sugar, and that's it, I say the serenity prayer. I say the serenity prayer so much. The marathon meetings during the week, I always like, during the holidays, I always like to lead a meeting on New Year's Day. I love to start my new year out leading a meeting. The same for the holidays. I like to lead the meetings, and so I've volunteered to do some of that on the phone bridge and in the face-to-face meetings as well. One other thing is I have this saying that after I had some slips, I came up with this saying, and it's from experience, and it's hard experience because I did not want to slip. The first couple of years I came in, I sabotaged myself, and so after I would slip, I came up with this thing that said, why would I, for 1 3-second period of time when I think I would get some pleasure from eating something that isn't on my plan, why would I want to throw all this away? And that today, because my program is strong and because I have received so much freedom and so much grace from my higher power, I could just throw that away in one bite, and that pretty much stops me. Now, when that doesn't work, when I am in a particularly vulnerable place, I will call one or two people, a couple of buddies I have in program, and say, I may need to call you. I'm going to this party. I'm pretty vulnerable now. Can I call you? And most often they say yes. And if those two people don't work, I just bring my phone. I disappear and I make phone calls. And then when I can go back, I get some water, some tea, and then I pay attention to get into enjoying the people instead of concentrating on the food.
1 minute.
Thank you. So all of this during the holidays, I remember where I came from. I ask God to higher power to help me remember where I came from, because when I came in, I was crawling on the floor. I didn't want anybody to see me. I wasn't literally crawling on the floor. I think a lot of people could identify how I came in. I didn't want anyone to see me, and I came in, and everybody was so happy, and I thought, why are they so happy? And I didn't realize that happiness came with spiritual food. I didn't know I was spiritually bankrupt. And so little by little, I began to see, and now I have that happiness in my heart, and I have that serenity also in my heart from being in this program and letting my higher power work it in me day after day. And some days I do it the way I want to, and some days I don't do it the way I want to, but I just keep doing it. I don't ever go away because there's so much love here. I just never go away. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for your share, Helen. We really appreciate your service. Would you like to give your number at this time?
I'd be happy to. I'm in Mountain Time, and my number is 505-792-8493. 505-792-8493. Thank you.
Thank you, both Helen and Sherry. We really appreciate the service you've done for us this evening. When I last checked, we have 34 members on the line with us this evening, and perhaps we can use this sharing time to go around the virtual room and each one of us give a helpful hint that really they have used in the past and has worked for them. I'll start off. I'm Lucille, and one of the things that helps me is to get out of myself, and I volunteer at my church, making Thanksgiving baskets or getting gifts ready for the giving tree for children who are less fortunate or for senior citizens who do not have somebody to give a gift to them. Who would like to go next? Maybe we could just keep this going.
This is Carolyn, compulsive eater. And
good evening, Carolyn.
Good evening. And what has played a significant role for me, is particularly in the social situations, is to keep reminding myself that it is not about the food, it is about the people, and stay engaged with the people and be interested in the people. And that has helped me so much because it always seems like these events are about food, and it's not. It's not about food. It's about getting, I try to look at it as it is about getting together with people. There happens to be food there too, but that's not the main reason why we're there. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Hi, it's Michael. I'd like to share, if I may.
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, thank you for your service, Cecile. One of the things that's really helped me in the last few months is just realizing not to be self-centered and making amends. And my niece has a reoccurrence. My niece-in-law has a reoccurrence of cancer. And it's very sad, but she had rebuilt both breasts. She's taken off the clearance that she was fine, and 3 days later they found 6 tumors. But I'm doing service for her. You know, I'm going and doing Reiki and doing massage and using oils and help comfort her and help comfort my nephew. And that makes, of course, I'm the winner. I have a grandnephew who's also mentally challenged, so I've been making a point to take him to the movies or doing something with him because he's just lost his grandma. And they raised him. So my biggest gift that I'm learning is to really get out of myself no matter how I feel and do something for somebody else. And that always gives me the most amazing feeling, to give a gift to somebody or to buy something, a little thing, or give somebody a flower or whatever. So that's what's really helping me. Thank you.
Thank you for your share, Michael.
I'm a compulsive eater. My name is Lori, and I'd like to share.
Go ahead, Lori.
Thank you for your service, and thank you for the people who have spoken so far. I take my food with me when I go to holidays, and holidays mostly have been with my family. They're fairly well used to me by now. Everything that I do is I stay kind of busy. I set the table. I put out the candles. I will offer to help anybody who's cooking in the kitchen. I'll go spend some time with my mom, you know, back in her room. You know, I'll ask the caregivers if there's anything that I can do to help, because usually we're at my mom's house. And I find that that really helps, putting my focus someplace else besides the food, you know. And it's very helpful. And what I've had to do, too, is I eat at different times during the day. I'm on a medical abstinence, and they don't always eat at the same time that I do. So I will sit with people, pass the food back and forth, talk, engage in conversation, take pictures. And then when it's time for me to feed myself, I will either bring my food out or go, you know, back into another area of the house and have it. I try to keep my routine the same. And that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you for your share. Who else has some helpful hints to share with us this evening?
Deborah, I'd like to share.
Go right ahead.
Okay. What I do for the holidays, and particularly I did for the holidays. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I plan for prayer and pray and protect, and I plan what I'm going to do or what I'm going to take. If I'm going to go to a party, I try to think about what I could take and where I'm going to put it when I get to their house, and I'll call ahead and ask if it's okay if I do that. Then I prepare what I'm going to take, and I also kind of prepare what I'm going to do when I get there. I kind of find out who's going to be there, and then I think about what I want to do when I get there. Do I want to ask her, can I take pictures of her party for her, or do I want to engage with certain people and try to think really about them instead of me? And then I pray about all those decisions I make and try to protect myself and protect them too, because there are other people out there that are hurting, and I like to share the message. I also wanted to say thank you to Helen, and thank you to Sherry for their shares. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing with us.
This is Paula. I'd like to share.
Go right ahead, Paula.
Thank you, Sherry. Beautiful. And thank you, Helen. And thank you, everyone, for being here. For me, holidays used to be a very trying time. And when I first came into this program, I went through a bit of detox, and it was rather difficult. This was years ago. But I remember one year I made homemade Christmas cards for everybody. And what I did this year is I work in the medical profession, and we're, you know, kind of encouraged to go to one of the physician's parties at his home. And this year I asked if I could bring a vegetable dish, and I asked if I could bring a grain dish. And, of course, those were both abstinent. And I had some portable protein in my purse just in case there wasn't protein there that was for me. And when I got there, when everybody saw the two things I brought, they really enjoyed it. And I was really surprised. The two foods, the vegetable and the grain, were gone by the end of the party. And there was a ton of sugar and flour left, but the things I brought, people really appreciated and asked me for the recipes for. So I was quite surprised and quite amazed. The other thing I do when I went to a family member's party last night is I bring my cell phone and keep it in my pocket with all my phone numbers in there. And that's just there for me. And I, you know, when I start to get anxious and nervous or worried about something, I just, you know, like I would a white chip, I have it in my pocket and I kind of rub the phone. And I socialize with the people. My brother has some very nice friends. And I went around and talked to them, and they bring their beautiful children with them. So there's always children to play with and entertain. And there's a lot, like I've heard others say, there's so much more than the food. Really, you know, sharing joy and just giving people that unconditional positive regard and letting them talk, and I can listen and I can be an observer. And those are the things that help me. And I usually have my own family over for dinner in my home, and I'm having that for Christmas. I'm working a hospital shift, and I'll be home early that day, and I'm having my folks over because my husband is going to visit his ill mother. So he won't be back until the evening, and I'm making an abstinent meal for my parents and I for dinner, and they're just absolutely delighted about that. So I really do enjoy the holiday this year, you know, especially this year in recovery, and my gratitude list is extremely long. Thank you all for being here and allowing me to share.
Thank you for your share. Well, I'm going to
share.
Go right ahead, please.
This is Mary. For me, again, it's about keeping the focus off of me. And the important thing for me is both to talk to my higher power and listen. And one of the ways I can do that the best is by, if I can't sit still and meditate, if my mind is too full, that I listen to music or play music or go to a concert or do something like that. And it really helps me all the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary.
Hi, this is Judy.
Right behind you. Go ahead, Judith.
Hi. Yeah, thanks. Hi, this is Judy, compulsive eater. Thank you so much for the shares and for this meeting. This is wonderful. What comes to my mind is page 101 of the big book. And I had a slip 3 years ago in October, and it was at a social event. And when I came home, of course, I thought I was going to die, and I didn't die. And when I opened my book, this is where it fell. And so I read it over and over and over until the next morning when I had to call my sponsor. And so it says, if we have a legitimate reason for being there, that's the big question. And then it goes on to say, you will note that we made an important qualification. Therefore, you ask on each occasion, have I any good social, business, or personal reason for going to this place? Or am I expecting to steal a little of vicarious pleasure from the atmosphere of such places? If you answer these questions satisfactorily, you need have no apprehension. Go or stay away, whichever seems best, but be sure you're on solid spiritual ground before you start and that your motive in going is thoroughly good. Do not think about what you will get out of the occasion. Think of what you can bring to it. But if you are shaky, you'd better work with another compulsive eater instead. And then lower on that 102, it says, your job now is to be at a place where you may be of maximum helpfulness to others. So never hesitate to go anywhere if you can be helpful. You should not hesitate to visit the most sordid spot on earth on such an errand. Keep on the firing line of life with these motives, and God will keep you unharmed. And it just makes such a huge difference to me. And one of the things that I have learned as a safeguard for myself is not to peruse the dessert table. It's like to spend my energy and my time staring at what people brought and what people were going to eat. It's really just not good for me. And so that's one of the things I make sure and stay away from. And it was interesting, on Thanksgiving, I went to a party and ended up sitting next to a woman whose daughter is in a program very similar to ours. And she was so sweet without saying anything. She didn't offer me dessert. She said, do you need more vegetables? And it was just like a little angel that God had set me next to, and I was very grateful for that. So those are just some of the things that helped me. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you for your share. We have time for another share, if somebody would like to share with us.
This is Tatiana. I'd love to share.
Go right ahead, Tatiana.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And I'm reminded, I think the most big gifts I've got from this program is that the idea of going to somewhere where food is being served to be of service, that's my purpose of going there. And I try, when I do that, I take care of my food needs first. I eat before I go. I plan my meal times to make sure that my food needs are met, so that once I step into that room, I'm not fussing about, you know, standing in a line for food or what I'm going to not have or have or whatever. I just eat first. Sometimes I just pack it up and I eat it in the car. I send my family in ahead of time sometimes, and I just join them in there, and then I'm just able to be of service. I love doing cleanup. It's exactly like at a meeting. I've learned that putting away chairs is, you know, a very wonderful way to do service. I tend to do the dishes at the party, and the sort of it just feels so good. I just have no compulsion around it, and that's probably one of the greatest gifts I say I've got from this program. Thank you.
Thank you for your share, Tatiana. This is the time for our 7 tradition break. Please be generous and send your 7 tradition payable to Seacow Bridge Meeting, P.O. Box 3031, Cleburne, Texas, 76033. Do we have any CEHA-related announcements this evening? Sponsors in need of literature can send an email to foambridgeliterature@gmail.com or by phone if you have no internet access, 757-465-1634. For new members or returnees to see how, we have volunteers who will stay after the meeting to answer your questions and to help you get a sponsor. You must have a sponsor to receive the food plan. I asked in the beginning, but I'll ask again, do we have any newcomers or returnees with us this evening? In case the person or persons are shy about speaking up, could we have a volunteer to stay after the meeting to assist newcomers and returnees?
Hi, this is Marcia, compulsive overeater. I'd like to do that, please.
Thank you for your service this evening, Marcia. A sponsor is a CHOW member who has 30 days of continuous CHOW abstinence, has completed 30 days of questions, and has taken the first three steps. A sponsor will help you work through the 12 steps. Will all available sponsors please introduce yourself at this time, state your length of abstinence weight loss, if you are a food inventory step or maintenance sponsor, and give your telephone number slowly. This is only for available sponsors, please.
Yeah, this is Tatiana. I'm a recovering anorexic bulimic compulsive eater. I have been abstinent the CHOW way since November the 11th, 2008. I have one sponsee slot open 6:45 a.m. Hawaii time. My number is 808-635-7044. 808-635-7044.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tatiana. This is Paula. I am a maintenance medical sponsor. I have 17 years in this program and 4.5 years of recommitted abstinence. I am a maintenance medical sponsor, and I'm Eastern Standard Time. And if you're in need of someone that's either maintenance or medical or both, you can call me and we can discuss a time that works for both of us. My number is 352-328-4999. 352-328-4999.
Thank you, Paula. Any other available sponsors?
I'm an available sponsor.
Oh, go right ahead. Your name, please?
My name is Teresa. I'm a compulsive overeater. I've been abstinent since September 16th, 2009. I've given away 37 pounds. I have an available spot at 7:30 in the morning. That's Alaska time, and that's 1 hour behind Pacific time. And my phone number is 907-385-0495. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Teresa. Do we have any other available sponsors with us this evening? Cynthia keeps a list of available sponsors, and that specific time, you can reach her by calling 805-421-3791. All others are encouraged to stay on the line for fellowship and exchange of numbers after the close of the meeting. We also have a phone bridge coordinator, and you can receive a list of the phone bridge members or put your name on that list, and that email address is phonebridgeoutreach@gmail.com. I wish to thank all the members who took part in our meeting today, and especially Sherry and Helen for sharing with us. And I want to thank each member who read today and those members who gave us their helpful hints so that we could add to the list. I probably have like about 50 or 60 things on my list now between what I had and what was given to me this evening. So I thank you so much. And I saw that a number of those things could also be used for many other events. It doesn't have to be a holiday. So I wish to thank all who took part in our meeting today. Please remember our cherished tradition of anonymity. Who you hear here, what you hear here,
when you leave here, let it stay here. Would somebody like to read their choice of Just for Today, A Vision for You with the Promises?
Hi, it's Michael. I could do that if you like.
Sure. Go right ahead, Michael.
Michael, definitely a compulsive overeater and grateful to CEA Howe. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answer will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something that you haven't got. Teach with that your relationship with God is right and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Commit your faults to God and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you tread the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you.
Thank you for your service, Michael. The requirements of the CEHOW concept are what this particular group has found to be effective in working the program. The opinions expressed here today by those who shared are our own and not necessarily those of Compulsive Eaters Anonymous Howe as a whole. Thank you for allowing me to be your leader for this meeting. After a moment of quiet meditation for all those in and out of the rooms who are still suffering, will all those who care to please join together in the serenity prayer? Maybe think about linking up your hand with the member on the line, as we used to do in our live meetings. God, grant me the serenity to accept
the things
I cannot change.
The courage to change the things I can.
And the wisdom
to know the difference.
Thy will, not mine, be done. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. And bring a lot of love. And don't pick up no matter what.
You're worth it.
Thank you all who attended this meeting tonight. I hope you were able to take home some of the hints that were given to us. And please stay on the line because Marcia has been kind enough to volunteer to help any newcomers or returnees. And thank you, Marcia, for that service. Have a good afternoon, everybody, and a good holiday. Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody. Hi, everybody.